谢谢。我们也是感谢赞美神，今天早晨主的恩典，再一次来分享主的话。
And praise the Lord that it was God's grace that I have this opportunity to share God's word with you.
我们感谢神，神是听我们祷告的神。
Our Lord is a God who listens to our prayer.
昨天有机会我们参加我们教会的长青聚会。
Yesterday I was I attended the Evergreen meeting.
我们也听到我们的姐妹就当打电话到洪牧师家的时候，接电话的是谁？
And when our sister called Pastor Fang's house, who do you think answered the phone?
那就是神的仆人洪牧师。
And it's the Lord's servant Pastor Fang.
他可以回答电话。
He can answer the phone now.
神是听祷告的神。
And our God listens to our prayers.
我昨天也是听到神的教会在上海的教会。
And I also heard yesterday a church in Shanghai.
这今天来讲是经济推算是全世界经济最发达的一个城市之一。
Shanghai is now one of the most economically most prosperous city in the world.
人到底要什么？
What do people want?
神的教会借着耶稣基督在圣灵里头，你看见能够吸引人到神的殿中，到神的家中。
And through the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can draw people to his temple.
神的同在。
God be with us.
祷告得到垂听。
That prayers listened.
人得到主的生命。
And receive the life of God.
这是世界上最吸引的事物，就是主的自己。
So the things that draw us most is God Himself.
我听到一个姐妹说，她的一个女儿在忙碌的一天的当中，利用中午的时间去参加聚会。
I heard that sister in her busy day, she took the afternoon to go to worship.
给把人带到主的面前。
And brought people to God.
虽然下班时间会晚一点，你会看见他们对于主的渴慕跟追求。
And we can see their zeal and their pursuit of the word.
主的教会就是耶稣基督自己的教会。
The church is the church of Lord Jesus Christ.
它是唯一的吸引。
Is the only attraction.
它是你我的意向。
He is our vision.
他是你我永远的满足。
He is our satisfaction.
我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你，今天早晨能够到你的殿中来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you that this morning we can come to worship you.
我们在诗歌里头歌颂称你是主。
And in the hymns we sing, you are Lord.
从死里复活的主。
A Lord that is a resurrected Lord.
我们要赞美你。
We want to praise you.
我们要把你的名传扬出去。
And we want to spread your name.
主，谢谢你凭着信心不疑惑，你就求求祷告，空门就给我们开门。
And we thank you that through our faith, that when we ask, you will give us. When we seek, we will find. When we knock, you will open the door.
主，我们谢谢你不只是爱我们的神。
We thank you that not only you love us.
你是公义圣洁的主。
You're also righteous and just.
我们凭着我们的谦卑来到你面前来敬拜你。
And we come before you and humble ourselves to worship you.
你的话，圣经里头诗篇说，敬畏神与敬畏神亲近。
And the Scripture tells us that you will be near to those who that near comes near you.
今天早晨，我用谦卑敬虔的心、敬拜的心来到你面前。
And we have a godly heart before you this morning.
求你向我们说话。
Please speak to us.
我们有一个可听的耳朵，能够听到你的声音，闻到是你的声音。
And give us a listening ears that we can hear your word.
好叫你的名得到当得的称颂跟赞美。
And that your name would be praised.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And this morning we are continuing last Sunday's theme.
窑匠手中的泥,
the clay and the potter's hand.
神借着这句话给我们一点的启示,
and the Lord revealed to us through this, these words.
那个秘诀就是叫我们如何能够活出基督来,
the secret is to how to live up a Christ in our lives.
我们可以说讲到两句话,
and I think there we can summarize it in two sentences.
第一个,如果能够认识神, 那绝对的主权,
if we know God's absolute sovereignty.
第二个,你如果承认自己的软弱跟有限,
if we can recognize our weakness and our limit.
并且愿意投降顺服在他的面前,
and then willing to surrender and obey.
神界的圣灵就像基督从你我的心里头活出来,
and through the Holy Spirit we can live out Christ.
今天早上我们借着约拿先知的信息来加上这个题目,
and this morning we want to look at this this topic through Jonah.
我们如何活出基督的自己,
and how to live out Christ himself.
所以我们上礼拜今天我们十二圣经也是讲到我们的神是窑匠,
and our God is the potter.
你我是泥土,
and you and I are clay.
就好像我们的神是创造你我的神,
and the God is the God who created you and I.
如果他是创造你我的神,
because he created us, he has the absolute sovereignty
能够做他所要做的,
to do what he wants to do.
我们在神面前的一个态度,
and our attitude is that one of humility and to admit our weakness.
我们什么时候软弱,保罗讲,什么时候就刚强,
and Paul tells us that whenever we are weak, that's when we are strong.
但是我们来到神的面前有一个难处, 我们不能够,不容易,也不愿意降服在神的面前,
but we have a difficulty is that we are not willing to surrender before God.
我们上礼拜就讲到是两个原因,
and last week we talked about there are two reasons.
第一个就讲到人的不信, 人不愿意信靠神,
and one is we don't people don't want to trust in God.
所以相对的就是依靠自己,
so rely on ourselves to live in this world.
以至于我们就不能够信靠神,
so we don't trust him.
那原因主要原因是因为我们不晓得神到底有多爱你我,
and the important thing is we don't understand how much God loves us.
神的爱是显明在十字架上,
and the love of God is revealed on the cross.
神的爱是为我们死, 从此我们知道什么是神的爱,
the Son of God died on the cross for us, so we know what is love.
我们如果知道经历神的爱, 我们就越容易顺服在神的面前,
and when we experience God's love, then we can we're willing to surrender before him.
第二个难处就是人的骄傲,
then next is our pride.
以至于我不愿意顺服神,
then we don't obey God.
我们认为自己有办法, 我们自己我们能够控制我们世界的环境跟事物,
we think we have our own ways to do things and we can control our environment.
有一句话就是人能胜天哦,
in other words, we can do better than heaven.
这许多时候就上了魔鬼的当,
and then we fall into the trap of Satan. What does Satan say to Eve?
如果你如果吃了会不会上恶树的果子, 你就要像神。
As Satan said, if you eat of the tree of good and evil, the knowledge of good and evil, then you will be like God.
这是人原始的一个试探。
It is a very, it's a temptation that is, one of the original temptations.
完全依靠自己活在地上。
And to live on this world through our own, efforts.
我们的生活，我们的生命是一场的斗争。
Alive is a series of struggles.
但是我们永远不明白什么是真理。
But we don't always understand what is the truth.
就像旧约的雅各，他凭着自己在与神斗争。
It's like Jacob, he struggled with the Lord.
如果我们要向神取代神的地位，那么我们永远是赢不了。
If we want to become God, then we will never win.
像一个神的仆人所说的，往往我们的经历是讲到人的尽头，却神有神的起头。
As one servant of God said, the our end is the beginning of God.
我们讲到，现在我们就讲到降服的真意。
Next, we talk about the true meaning of surrendering.
不行。请后面的弟兄，这个刚刚讲到神绝对的主权，下面讲到软弱跟放弃。
Next, we'll talk about being weak and giving up.
降服的真正的意思是什么
？What is the true meaning of surrendering？
降服不是一种。被动的屈服。
It is not a, it is not a, passive. It's not passive.
也不是神中国所说的听天由命，一个英文字叫做 fate， 听天由命啊。
And it's not fate.
我们也不是接受现状。
And it's not whatever we want to do.
降服的意思乃是在各样的环境难处的当中。
And it is in our environment, everyday living environment.
我们借着信心在圣灵里头愿意顺服神。
And through faith, we are willing to submit to God.
圣灵工作在我们身上。
And let the Holy Spirit work.
我们承受神的接受。
And becomes His workmanship.
也就是我们所说的磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
And that's to become His likeness.
也就是像耶稣。
And that's to become like Jesus.
降服不是也是抑压我们自己的个性，神仍然要你独特的个性。
And surrender is not to suppress our own character personality.
就好像约拿一样。
Just like Jonah.
神所要的是什么？就是当他我们遇见他的时候，他的话临到我们的时候，我们说主啊，是的，我愿意顺服。
What does God want?It's when we meet him, we're willing to say, yes, I'm willing to surrender.
当我们不愿意的时候，我们就产生许多的难处。
And when we're not willing, then it creates a lot of difficulties.
如果我们不称耶稣是主，那么我们如果不真实的顺服他，我们就不能称耶稣基督是你我的主。
If we are not willing to surrender, then we cannot really call him Lord.
因为他实在是主。
Because he is truly Lord.
上次我们也是交通到使徒彼得打鱼的时候的经验。
And we also talked about the experience of Peter when he was fishing.
当他整夜劳打鱼的时候，那耶稣跟他说：“你要在船的旁边下网。”
And he spent all night fishing and he didn't get anything. And Jesus said, "You have to do it from this side of the boat."
当往下去的时候，往提上来是满了充满了鱼，那鱼网差点破裂。
And but when he cast the net and brought up the net, it was so full of fish that the net almost broke.
那彼得就做了一个非常奇怪的祷告：“主啊，你离开我，因为我是一个罪人。”
And Peter said a very strange prayer. He said, "Lord, leave me because I'm a sinner."
我们看见使徒彼得的谦卑跟顺服。
And there we see Peter's humility and his obedience.
虽然他不明白,
even though he didn't understand,
但是他就降服在神的面前,
but he was willing to submit to God, to look to the Lord.
我们也提到最好的榜样就是耶稣基督在科西马约园里头的祷告。
And one of the best examples also is Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他说可行就叫这个杯离开我，但是不是按照我自己的意思。
If it is possible, please take this cup from me, but not according to my will.
真正的降服，乃是讲到父啊，如果这个问题、难处、疾病、环境是为了你的荣耀，为了成就你的旨意，那么就请不要挪开，成就在我身上。
So if it is your will, then let it be done on me.
我们下面也提到软弱跟顺服相符的好处。
Next, we'll talk about the advantages of surrendering.
我们可以最起码提到三样。
We can talk about three things.
第一个是主的平安。
One is the peace of God.
这个世界有苦难，但在主的里头有真实的平安。
There's suffering in this world, but there's true peace in our God.
第二个是讲到自由，如果神的儿子。 叫你自由，叫你我自由，就得到真自由。
The next is freedom. If the Son of God wants you to be free, then you're truly free.
其实我们经历神圣灵跟耶稣基督复活的大能。
And the third is to experience the resurrected power of Jesus.
胜过一切的难处。
Is to overcome all difficulties.
我们再次来强调。 我们谦卑、降服、顺服在神面前，这乃是你我最好的生活方式。
To be humble is the best way to best way in life.
每个人最终都要降服某一个人、某一件事情，如果不是降服在神的面前。If
we are not submitting to our Lord, we are always submitting to something.
或是人的意见、人的期望，或是金钱。 或是恐惧跟害怕,
or other people's opinions, or money, or fear.
我们降服在神面前, 我们是一种最好的生活方式。
To humble before God is the best way of life.
也是唯一的生活方式。
And it's the only way of life.
使徒保罗在罗马书十章告诉我们，我们把自己身体献上，当作活祭。
And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
是神所喜悦的,
is pleasing to God.
我讲到说我们这样子的侍奉敬拜乃是理所当然的。
And this is this worship is what we should do.
我们上次也是提到这个 学院传道会 Temple Crusade 的创办人的见证。
And last week we talked about the founder of Campus Crusade and his testimony.
为什么神让使用他？
Why did God use him?
把运用简单的福音的事例把人引到神面前来。
Through the gospel he brought people before to God.
他有拍一个电影叫《耶稣传》。
And he has a movie called Jesus.
等他的秘诀，他就讲到，他有一天，他甚至把自己完全的降服在神面前，并且称呼是耶稣基督的仆人，不是奴仆，是奴仆。然后他签上字。And
the secret was he one day committed to the Lord and completely surrendered himself.
难怪神会使用他。
And that's why the Lord used him.
我们下面就讲到约拿。
Next, we talk about Jonah.
首先我们不知道，我就提一下约拿这个名字是什么意思。
Do you know what the word Jonah, the name Jonah, mean?
是鸽子， pigeon， 是不是？
It's a pigeon.
那么在圣经里头，我们讲到传和平的福音啊。
So we talk about peaceful gospel.
另外，在圣经里头，刚刚刘弟兄带我们读的约拿是谁的儿子？
Who is the son of Jonah? Is the son of whom?
在圣经里好像没有明显讲出来，但是我们知道被传说他是以利亚时代的，他的母亲是以利亚时代的一个人。
And he lives in the times of Elijah.
以利亚曾经帮助一个寡妇，他的儿子生病，为他祷告，这儿子从死里复活。
And there is a woman that Elijah prayed for her son who died, but he was raised from the dead.
跟传说这个儿子就是约拿。
And some people say that this son is Jonah.
在那个时代里头，神也使用他做神的仆人。
And God used him to become his servant.
这是一个地图，我们下面可以看到约帕就是约伯，对不对？约帕。
And the city is Joppa.
然后那个箭头就指向尼尼微。
And the arrow points towards Nineveh.
神呼召约拿去传道。
God called Jonah to tell his gospel.
但他拒绝这个呼召。
But he resisted.
然后他开始堕落，一直堕落下去。
And he
他就一直下降，一直下降到最低点。
And he fell until he was at the bottom.
我们就知道他掉进了一只大鱼的鱼腹中。
And he fell into the belly of a big fish.
他在鱼腹中做什么？
What did he do inside the fish?
如果你有圣经的话，我们打开约拿书，从第六章。
If you have the Bible, turn to Jonah chapter 2.
这边是很特别的。
Here is very special.
约拿书第六章开始，约拿在鱼腹中祷告耶和华他的神。
And inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God.
我们看第四节。
And let's look at verse 4.
我说我从你眼前虽被驱逐，我仍要仰望你的圣殿。
I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple.
第七节说我心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华。
Verse 7, when my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord.
我的祷告进入你的圣殿。
And my prayer rose to you and your holy temple.
进到你面前。
To before you.
在第九节。
Verse 9.
当我不用感谢的声音献祭于你。
But I with a song of thanksgiving will sacrifice to you.
我许的愿我必偿还，救恩出于耶和华。
What I have vowed I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord.
约拿书整个如果说讲到一个重点一句话的话，就可以用救恩出于耶和华把它讲明出来。
And if we want to summarize the whole book of Jonah, we can say this in this verse, salvation comes from the Lord.
后来神就吩咐于从约拿把它吐出来。
And so the Lord commanded the fish to spit him out.
我们也看见约拿的堕落。
And we saw the falling of Jonah.
但是神拯救他。
But the Lord saved him.
但是我们后来知道约拿去了尼尼微传主的福音。
So we know that Jonah went to Nineveh to spread God's word.
这是神第二次的呼召。
And this is the second calling.
神给他第二次的机会。
And God gave him the second chance.
我们知道尼尼微人，他是一个非常邪恶的民族。
And we know that the Nineveh was a very evil nation.
非常残暴的民族。
They're very, violent.
但听了约拿所传的福音，他们。既然认罪悔改，顺服神。
Then when they heard God, the word from Jonah, they repented.
这样子来看,
from our people's point of view, this is impossible.
但是福音是神的大能的拯救一切相信的人。
But God's word is his is his power.
有一个神的仆人在肯塔基里，有一天他被圣灵充满的时候，他就开着车往 I-70去。那一天，那个朋友就信了耶稣。
somebody.
当神的仆人被圣灵充满的时候，对不起，我讲慢一点。
Servant of God, when he was, the Holy Spirit came to him.
So, 神感动他, 你要出去传福音,
and tell him to, he has to go, spread his word.
是一个特别的人,
and this is a special person.
那天他受苦的时候, 那一天, 那个弟兄就信了耶稣,
and that person that he talked to came to Christ.
有一次有一个传道人, 他在寻求神说, 今天到底讲什么题目?
And a servant of God was seeking what topic he's going to share.
他很奇怪，他觉得他刚刚讲过那个撒玛利亚妇人的故事， 但是神感动他，他要再讲约翰福音第四章撒玛利亚人， 撒玛利亚妇人的故事。
And he had just shared the story about the Samaritan woman, and that the Lord moved him to do that, to share it again.
他不愿意，但是他不想为什么，但是最后他顺服主。
He didn't understand why, but he obeyed.
原来在聚会完以后，有一个人他说：“我今天要信耶稣。”
But at the end of the meeting, there's a person came up and said they want to trust Christ.
因为他说：“如果有神，就像今天传道人讲的题目，就是约翰福音第四章撒玛利亚妇人的故事。”
He said, "If this person said, if there's a God, then I want this preacher to preach about the Samaritan woman."
你的弟兄顺服主，就把人引到神面前了。
And if we are obedient to Christ, then He would lead people to.
我们感谢主上个礼拜我主的恩典，家庭的聚会，我们传你的福音。
And thank God that last Friday, when we were again have a gospel meeting.
我们要感谢神，他使用他的老仆人，能够传主的福音，为主做美好的见证。
We thank God that He uses His old servant to tell the gospel.
但是我们也相信弟兄姊妹不断的流入主的爱，关心慕道友，经常为他们祷告。
And He constantly pray for those who are seeking.
经常用主的话来传主的福音。
And use God's word to tell His gospel.
我们感谢主一个 KU的学生，刚刚从大陆来了，但是礼拜五晚上他愿意决志接受耶稣基督成为他个人的救主。
And praise the Lord that there is a student from KU that is willing to accept Christ.
聚完会以后，我跟他有点的交通。
And after the meeting, I spoke to him.
我说你为什么有什么特别的感动？今天要信耶稣？
What moved you to accept Christ today?
但一方面借着见证，他们遇见了神的爱，遇见借着老仆人的见证，在我们心里头遇见了这位主老仆人的顺服。
And through the testimony of this servant of God, and he came to trust Christ.
但是他开始的第一句话就是说，这个是人基本应当有的态度，意思就是说谦卑跟顺服。
And he said that this is an attitude that people should have is to be humble and to obey.
我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们彼此劝勉，福音是神的大能。 要拯救一切相信的人。
And want to encourage you that the the gospel of is the power of God and will save those who love Him.
如果我们彼此相爱，我们同心合一的来兴旺主的福音。
If we love one another, we can proclaim His gospel. And in November, the Thanksgiving meeting, we have an opportunity to tell others about the gospel. And next, we talk about Jonah's surrendering.
第一个是下到约帕，然后下到船海大海里头，对不对？
And the first is he went down to Joppa and went to the onto the ship and to the sea.
然后深渊三根，然后讲到地的门。
And about the roots of the mountain and the doors of the earth beneath.
我们今天看到神的爱跟神的智慧，看见约拿承认自己的软弱。
And we saw the God's love, and then Jonah was willing to admit his weakness.
最后降服在神的面前。
And finally, he submitted to God.
我们可以说，就讲到人的尽头，实在是神的起头。
And it truly, our ends is the beginning of God.
你我本性都是不顺服的。
Our natural self is that we are not the type that would surrender.
神的爱，神的智慧，把我们引到神他的面前来，来顺服他。
The love and the wisdom of God draw us to Him.
我们刚刚讲到约拿，到底他在鱼肚子里头做什么？
And we just talked about what Jonah did in the belly of the whale.
我们可以说在那里祷告。There
he prayed.
我们可以说在那里感恩。He
thanked God for his grace.
我们可以说在那里献祭。And
we can say that he sacrificed.
但从另外来说，对我来说，约拿在鱼肚子里头敬拜他的神。That
to me. Jonah worshiped God in the belly of the fish. Do you know what is the worship? And through Job and Abraham and David, we'll see what worship is. The first we saw Job.
约伯一章二十一节， 神的名是应当称颂的。
And verse 1, chapter 1 verse 21 says the name of the Lord is to be praised.
这种情况的底下， 他的财产，他的牲畜都被杀了。
And his all his wealth were taken away.
他的女儿儿女也死亡。
And all his children died.
但约伯说，
But Job said,
我赤身出于母胎，我也赤身归回。
Naked I came from my mother's womb, naked I will depart.
耶和华赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.
什么是敬拜？
What is worship?
不单是我们得到许多祝福的时候，我们要敬拜神。
Not only when we are blessed, that's when we worship.
在苦难的当中，在撒旦的攻击底下，
in suffering, in the attack of Satan,
在一切都损失的时候，
when we lost everything,
你我还能凭着主的恩典能够敬拜神，
that we, through His grace, we can still worship Him.
我们承认他是神，
we have to admit He is God.
像我们今天唱的诗歌， He is the Lord.
Just like the hymn we sang, He is Lord.
神所做的事都是对的。
Everything that God does is right.
神是在一切之上。
He is above all things.
神的旨意无论是什么，是甘是苦，都是值得敬拜的。
So no matter what, whether it's a sweet or bitter, we need to worship Him.
下面我们提到亚伯拉罕的敬拜。
And next we talk about the worship of Abraham.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕献以撒。
We all know that he sacrificed Isaac.
以撒是他唯一的儿子，也是他所爱的儿子。
Isaac was his only son and also the son that he loves.
他把以撒献给神。
And he sacrificed Isaac to God.
亚伯拉罕跟他老仆人说，我们要跟我儿子到山上去拜一拜，去敬拜神。
And he said to his servant, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over to, we will worship.
敬拜不是单是口头上说几句话。
Worship is not just to, say a couple of things.
那是有实际信心的行为，把所有的都献给神。
But it's through faith to give everything to God.
因为承认说神是配得这个奉献。
To admit that God is worth it.Is worthy of all this sacrifice. Maybe you've heard this testimony before. Have you heard of this book called Chicken Soup of the
Soul? Okay, thank you. Chicken Soup is a tang, that's a nutritious tang.
And this chicken soup is nutritious. There's a this book. There's a testimony in this book.
感谢主，五年以前，当我癌症鼻癌的时候，我的儿子送给我的一个礼物。
It was a gift my son gave to me several years back when I had cancer.
我得到主的恩典，今天分享这个见证。
I received God's grace, and so I'm sharing this testimony. And this is an American sister. This mother was sacrificing his son as a burnt offering.
有这个妈妈就问他的医生说：“我这个小孩子，他的小孩子叫做 Kim, K I M， 很会不会死。
”So my daughter Kim, will die eventually.
医生说：“我不能够回答这个问题。
”So I cannot answer this question.
他有很好的机会，如果给他的治疗，他的身体有反应。
Maybe if they're given a good treatment, her body will respond.
这小孩子是什么毛病？
What's wrong with this child?
血小板白血球出了问题。
Her white blood cells have problems.
她不能够身体不能够自己制造出足够的白血球来。
Her body cannot create the necessary white blood cells.
所以每两个礼拜，她妈妈带着孩子到大诊那里打一针。
So every 2 weeks, the mother took the child to the doctor to get an injection.
能够使他继续生存。
So she could continue to live.
每次打完针以后，两个礼拜当中，有发烧，妈妈每天晚上都要起来照顾她。
But during the week, she would get sick, and the mother has to get up to take care of her.
这个时候，妈妈的有限跟烦恼。
And so she becomes a burden to this mother.
她开始怀疑神的爱。
So she started questioning God's love.
她看见神好像是一个喜欢看到人受苦的神。
She thought that the God is one that would enjoy seeing people suffer.
圣经里头不讲到说你是个慈爱的父亲吗？那如果向父亲求饼，那么就会给饼。但是好像你没有给我。
And this isn't the Bible said the father is a loving father that if you ask for the bread that he'll give, but he didn't give.
同时你没有把你应许的平安喜乐赐给我。
And you didn't give me the promise the joy and the peace that you promised.
在他这个妈妈还有一个难处，她跟她的父母亲的关系不是很好。
And she has other difficulties, and her relationship with her parents are not very good.
他认为他感觉上他父亲好像是一个暴君。
He thinks that his father is a tyrant.
他的妈妈好像他性格不是很稳定。
And his mother is not very stable.
他说这个姐妹这个妈妈经常去参加聚会。
And this mother goes to a meeting all the time.
但是我好像感觉不到神的同在。
But still couldn't feel the presence of the Lord.
感觉上这位神好像是一个警察，那么住在空中，预备要审判人。
it's like this God is a policeman that's ready to judge. As if this God doesn't give any warmth to people and take care of people. So in her, she got hurt in her heart, and she becomes very lonely.
但感谢主，她信了耶稣以后，接受耶稣的个人救助以后，她就有归属感，因为天家是她的家，天父是她的父亲。
But after it came to the Lord, she has she felt this belonging that God is her father in heaven. So she prays God for this. For her baby Kim, she doesn't know why God didn't heal her. She said, I pray all the time. And I had faith in him. And also the brothers and sisters at church always continue to pray. And the elders came and laid their hands on her and prayed for her. But still she was not healed.
但忽然间，有一句话，神的话就进入他的心中。
And all of a sudden, a word of God came to her.
就是创世纪22章第2节这边所说的。
And it's Genesis chapter 22.
亚伯拉罕献以撒。
Abraham sacrificed Isaac.
这句话给他很深的启示。
And gave her a lot of revelation.
神啊，我终于知道。
She said, I finally know what is your will.
如果你所要的是我的婴孩, Kim, 那么你就拿走吧。
If it is my baby Kim that you want, then you can take it.
求你赦免我一直的用自己的方法要让我的小女孩得到医治。
I continue to want my way of to heal my baby. But it may not be your will.
求你赦免我，好像我一直在控制，在操纵你， 英文叫做 manipulate.
Please forgive me because I all wanted to manipulate you.
我以为我所做的事都是正确的，所以神必须回答我的祷告。
I thought everything that I do is correct and you should answer my prayer. But I never realized that it is your will to bring Kim back to heaven.
她就祷告,神啊,
so she prayed, may your will be done. I'm willing to completely surrender.
那一个时刻，神的平安大大充满他。
And at that time, the peace of God filled her.
16个月来的愤怒跟恐惧突然消失。
For 6 months of fear and anger went away.
完全安息在主的里头。
And she was able to rest in God.
6个礼拜以后再回到doctor那里去。
And 6 weeks later, she went back to the doctor.
但是神实在透过这个祷告、这个奉献，她的这个婴孩得着医治。
And through her prayer, her child was healed.
医生觉得很奇怪，他说这简直是不可能。
And the doctor thought that was very strange because that's not possible.
你那个白血球的数目，你不可能成长那么快。
And the white blood cells couldn't be created so quickly. But this mother knew what happened. And because of her her obedience and her that her child was healed by God. And he also did another thing.
神给他的感动，你要跟你的父母亲和好。
And God asked me to reconcile with her parents.
完全降服在神的里头。
Completely surrender before God.
我们下面就是很快的，这个交通大卫的顺的敬拜。
And next we talk about David's worship.
我们到大卫因着犯罪，那么他所跟别什巴生的孩子，神使他生病。
And we know that David had sinned, and the child that he has with Bathsheba was ill.
大卫躺在地上，进食祷告，盼望神能够医治他的孩子。
David laid on the floor and fasted and prayed and asked God to heal the child.
当孩子死的时候，没有人敢跟大卫讲。
And when the child died, nobody dared to talk to David.
他说孩子没有死的时候，大卫都已经是这么消沉，现在怎么可以跟他讲？
And they thought that he was so down that while his child was sick, how can we tell him that he died?
但是大卫的反应是什么？
Well, what was David's reaction?
他就起来洗澡，抹香膏，换了衣服，进耶和华的圣殿敬拜神。
He got up from the ground and washed and put on some lotion and changed his clothes and went into the house of God to worship.
什么是敬拜？
What is worship?
是大卫服在神的管教的底下，这叫做敬拜。
That David was humbled before and took God's 管教是什么？
The discipline.
His discipline.
God's discipline. 神的管教。如果我们反抗，如果我们不顺服，那么这个不是大卫的敬拜。
If we resist and not surrender, this is not David's worship.
难怪圣经也告诉我们，大卫乃是神心意中的合神心意的人。
And Bible tells us that God is a man after God's own heart.
最后我们讲到主耶稣的敬拜。
Finally, we talk about Jesus' worship.
是他试探他要他敬拜他的时候，主耶稣回答了，故他说应当敬拜你的主，侍奉他。
When Satan tempted him to worship, he said, "You should worship the Lord your God and serve Him only."
主的一生，我们的主耶稣一生是一个敬拜的一生。
Our Lord, His whole life is a life of worship.
他说，只不能凭着自己做什么。
He said, "I cannot do anything by myself."
唯有看见父所做的，才能做。这样的生活才是敬拜。
I can do what God asked me to do, and this is the true worship.
所以我们讲到神的安排。
So we talk about how God God's arrangement.
我们也讲到神的旨意。
And we talk about His will.
特别在约拿的身上。
Especially on Jonah.
我们知道在约拿书里头也讲到。是海中起的大风。
And we know that the great wind started on the sea.
第章第七节也讲到，床上的人自谦就自出了约拿。
And we know that the people on the boat knew it was about Jonah.
那个船上的水手竭力的摇船要靠岸，但是确实不能。
And they tried to roll the boat towards the sea, towards the shore, but they couldn't.
当人把约拿拖到海里头的时候，神就预备的，抬起来投到海中。
And so, when they threw him overboard, into the sea,
然后海浪就平静了。
The storm quiet down.
最后神的安排，安排一条大鱼吞了约拿。
And then God arranged this big fish to swallow Jonah.
在第二章第四节，刚刚吩咐鱼把约拿吐出来。
And then,and chapter 2 God told the fish to spit him out.
在第四章的里头，你会看见神当尼尼微人他们悔改了以后，
And after the people in Nineveh repented,
那约拿, 大发而不高兴,
and Jonah was not happy,
大发脾气,
and he was angry.
神就安排了一棵叫万叫叫蓖麻蓖不许还是什么之类的，对。
And God arranged for this vine to grow.
然后有长起来，很快长起来，然后有一个树荫能够遮盖约拿。
And it grew very fast and created this shade for Jonah.
然后在第七节的时候，神又预备了一条虫来咬死这个蓖麻，以至于枯槁。
And then God let this worm to start eating the vine and killed it.
然后神又预备炎热的东风，那么太阳。 那个是来晒约拿，他整个头都发昏了。
And so it was, and God arranged for the wind and the sun, so that so it was very warm, and Jonah was almost faint.
神爱约拿，神安排了各样的环境，为了教导教训约拿，也使他得到益处。
God used all these different conditions to try to teach Jonah.
在罗马书8章28节，我们知道万事都互相效力。
In Romans, we say that we know that God works in everything for good.
叫爱神人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
For those who love Him and those who He called according to His purpose.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神的一切的旨意就是叫我们能够更多的像神。
And His eternal purpose is for us to be like Him.
像耶稣。
To become like Christ.
这个是我们人生的意义和目的。
This is our purpose in life and our goal.
下面一个讲到一个真实的姐妹的见证。
And next, I want to tell you a testimony of a sister. This is an American sister. And I've already talked about this, but this time it's more in detail. And this sister said, I've been married for 20 years and God gives me a second honeymoon.
他说我们两个人都是基督徒。
And both of us are Christians.
突然间神在我身上有一个极大的改变。
But God changed me.
开始对神有新的认识。
So that I can I have a new knowledge of Him.
我也好好读圣经，经常有神的亮光。
And I read the Bible very frequently, and I have a lot of enlightenment.
但是她想到她的丈夫，她说：“我的丈夫却不是这样，他没有亮光。”
But my husband is not like that. He didn't see any light.
但是她说，她就喜欢经常的批评挑剔她的丈夫，好像对她的两个孩子一样。
He always liked to complain and about his husband, just like her children.
在许多小事上，我让她知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
And many things I know what is right and wrong.
我经常和他意见是不同的。
And many times our opinions are different.
事实上神正在做工在我身上。
And it is really God working within me.
暴露我的软弱跟罪恶。
To expose my sinful nature and my weakness.
然后帮助我过一个圣洁的生活。
So that I can have a holy life.
她对她丈夫越批评，她的丈夫是那个态度越坏，甚至于抗拒神。The
more she complained, the more her husband become he becomes worse.
主给姐妹的话就是说，你要我是照本相来接纳你，你要照本相接纳你的丈夫，瞎。 I accept you just as you are.
And he said that I accept you just as you are, so you have to accept your husband just as he is.
她开始听父母主的话，开始接纳了她的丈夫。
So he listened. She listened to the Lord, and she started to accept her husband.
她发觉，她只要不断的爱他，那么就不必去担心他哪里不对。
And she found that all she has to do is to continue to love him and not to worry about what he is not, he is, where he is wrong.
最重要的，看看她的丈夫能够挺起胸膛来。
And especially when he can stand tall.
然后不断敬重他。
And not to criticize him.
这和我以前的态度言行完全相反。
So she has a 180 degree and change in her attitude.
以前总是让她知道我是家中最属灵的人。
I always think that I'm the most spiritual person in the family.
我的灵性比她高。
I have a higher in spirituality.
我知道是比她多。
I know more about God's word.
我也比她读圣经勤快。
And I'm more diligent in studying the word.
感谢赞美主。
Well, thank the Lord.
他的见证是，但是我忘了最重要一件事。
But I forgot the most important thing.
神命定他成为一家之主。
God want my husband to be the head of the family.
虽然他没有很好的领导能力，并不是否定他的地位。
Even though he doesn't have a very good leadership, doesn't mean that he doesn't have that position.
其实我想要取代他的地位。他仍然是一家之主。
And I was trying to take over his position, but he is still the head of the family.
那么要一个姐妹的交通，我想在这种情况底下，不是说姐妹做妻子的不可以给丈夫一些好的提议跟建议。
It's not to say that the sister cannot give advice to the husband.
当你谦卑顺服在神面前的时候，你支持他，你丈夫的时候
，If you're willing to humble yourself and obey God and to support your husband，
你的这个你姐妹的交通，你不必要担心。
And her sharing was, you don't have to worry。
有一天，有一天将会来到，什么天，什么日子
？And one day, you know what that day is。
你的丈夫会发觉他的。他的另外一半，他的妻子是一个智慧的妇女。
That one day the husband will realize that this his wife is a woman of wisdom.
他就会来询问你的意见。
And he will come and ask you for your opinion.
这是主所做的。
And this is what God does.
神叫万事都互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。
God works in everything in good to for those who love Him.
在地上，神是借着姐妹来提醒我们要顺服主。
Tell us that we have to remind us that we have to obey Him.
为什么在哥林多书信里头，保罗讲说，女人的头上有一个顺服的记号？
And Paul says that on the woman's forehead there is a symbol of obedience.
这个姐妹提醒你我弟兄要顺服神。
And this sister tells us to remind us that we have to obey God.
婚姻是只有在地上有，耶稣再来的时候，在以后就没有。在地上的时候有婚姻，目的是叫我们能够叫我们能更多的磨成主的样式，像主。
And in this world we have marriage, but in the future there will, in heaven there is no marriage.
我们更多的爱主服侍主。
And that we is to for us to be like him and to
成就他自己的旨意。
And to complete his will.
耶和华是创造者，他是窑匠，你我是泥土。
Lord is the potter, and we are the clay.
然后神在一生，我们年有限人生里头制作雕刻我们，我们更多的成就他的旨意，更多的像他，等候他的再来。
And He shaped us to be like Him in our everyday living until He comes.
我先请你交通在神祝福他祈祷，我们把时间交给刘弟兄。